Hi everyone, it's me, Christopher.
And me, Laura.
Do you know what today's article is about?
David's diary.
It is David's diary.
They're usually very funny, or maybe something really bad happened, and we can learn from the story.
Right, a lesson. Learn a lesson.
Right，所以通常大卫日记我们会看到一些可能不好的遭遇，或是比较搞笑的情节呢。但是呢，我们都可以从这个故事中学到一些东西哦。So what are we learning about today?
Bullies and bullying.
Ooh, it's really bad，就是学校的恶霸啊，或是霸凌啊，欺负人这样的行为。And that's not really good. So let's find out what's going to happen today to David.
David's Daily Life, The Mean Bulldogs.
I really hate middle school. My classmates are mean and do terrible things. There's a group of taller, bigger boys. They call themselves the Bulldogs. A few months ago, they stole my lunch money.Last week, they took my best friend Eddie's new MP3 player. Eddie and I learned our lesson. Now we stay far away from them. But there's a new kid at our school. His name is Charlie. Nobody told Charlie about the Bulldogs. That poor dumb boy tried to sit with the Bulldogs on the bus after school today.
Group. A group of people watch the man do magic tricks. A group of people watch the man do magic tricks. Steal. Steal, stole, stolen. Kim left her phone on the table and a man stole it.Kim left her phone on the table, and a man stole it. Kid. Kids often make a lot of noise when they play outside. Kids often make a lot of noise when they play outside. Dumb. Jake always tells dumb jokes to make everyone laugh. Jake always tells dumb jokes to make everyone laugh.
Okay, our article begins, I really hate middle school.
You do?
Well, I did.
Oh,
yes.
Okay, how? But this is David talking, right?
Right, not Christopher.
David, 他说他我真的很讨厌中学 middle school. Now let's also review a little bit.
No other problem. Other words,
像小学呢，刚刚提到的是 middle school 是中学。小学英文我们可以用 elementary school.Elementary 拼法是 elementary. 那其实中学国中我们也可以用 junior high school.而高中呢就是 senior high school. Senior 的拼法是 S-E-N-I-O-R. So I actually liked middle school.
Oh.
Yeah.
Were you popular?
Yeah.
So she was well liked and a lot of people knew who she was.
Yeah.
I was not popular. Which might be why I didn't like it.
Anyway, let's continue reading.
Right.My classmates are mean and do terrible things.
Is that why you didn't like high school as well? Or?
Oh, well, middle school. High school was okay.
Oh, yeah, I did terrible things.
Shh, kidding.
Okay, 所以接着呢，大卫就说，我的同学很过分，又会做一些很糟糕的事情。这里我们看到的 classmate 当然就是指同学的意思啦。那当你说他们很坏心 ，mean 就是这样子的一个字啦。那我们也看到 terrible 这个字 ，you could also use words like awful,、mm-hmm. A-W-F-U-L, or really, really bad, 来表示很坏、很糟糕的事情。So what?
There's a group. Okay, so group is a noun, and it means a number of people or things that are together in the same place,、mm-hmm. or that are connected in some way. So this is group.
Mm-hmm. And how do you spell that?
G-R-O-U-P.
Good.
G-R-O-U-P. Group.
Okay. Group 呢其实就是指团体或者我们常常会说一组什么 a group of people. For example,、I usually let my students work in groups.、
Oh.
我常常会让我的学生分组。那常常我们也会用 a group of...后面再接什么样的人像是 a large group of people or a group of tourists,、
right.
就是观客。Okay, and also I like this kind of things, group discussion.、
Ah.
就是团体讨论。It's basically a discussion involving a group of people.、
Mm, yes, it's a good way to learn other points of view or other、
That's、
opinions,、
true.
Ideas.、Mm.So our example, a group of people watched the man do magic tricks. A group of people, so a number of people,、
mm-hmm.
watched the man do magic tricks. I、
okay.
wonder if they were in Ximending.
Oh, okay. So 一群人看见那位男子变魔术。Magic tricks 就是像是魔术的一些把戏的意思啦。
Okay, there's a group of taller...Bigger boys.
Oh, so 接下来我们要提到的是 OK, 有一群比较这个大长的男生哦。那这里我们看到 taller, the bigger, 这是什么呢？就是形容词的比较级，也就是形容词通常我们后面会接 er, 或者像是 prettier, or smaller, 就是比较漂亮、比较小等等。
OK, so they call themselves the Bulldogs.
Okay, 所以这一群呢他比较壮硕的男生他们叫自己 Bulldogs, 就是牛头犬啦。那这里我们现在停一下我们来看到这个 themselves, they call themselves, 其中的 themselves 就是一个反身代名词。那常常呢我们会看到像是 myself, yourself, himself, 等等这些都是反身代名词。那到底他们要怎么用呢 ?Well, we have to ask the teachers from...英文快译通
哦、oh.
yes.
英文
快译通 Oh yeah
Hello 大家好我是 Polly 在中文里面呢常常 只说一个我不够我们还要说我自己怎么样来加强语气那英文里面要强调自己的时候该怎么说呢好所以英文如果要强调自己的话会在人后面再加上 self S-E-L-F 我自己就变成 myself 你自己就是 yourself 这一类的词叫做反身代名词而且除了我自己之外也有可能是复数的我们自己复数的时候记得 self 也会跟着变换成复数形式从 self 变成 selves 拼法是 S-E-L-V-E-S把 F 变成 V 之后再加 ES 所以呢我们自己是 ourselves 你们自己 yourselves 那我们赶快来造一些例句练习例如呢中文的自言自语其实就是对自己说话所以英文呢自言自语就可以用反身代名词来表达 For example He likes to talk to himself He likes to talk to himself Talk to himself 就是和他自己说话或是呢有些人很喜欢谈论自己开口闭口都是自己我也可以造一个句子 She never stops talking about herself She never stops talking about herself 从来不停止谈论她自己 Talk about herself 好另外还有一些特殊用法当我要强调我亲自来做什么事情可以在句子后面加上 myself 例如 I can do this myselfI can do this myself, 就是我亲自来做就可以了。那如果我们还要特别强调独自完全没有他人的协助，也可以在 oneself 前面加上 by, 用 by oneself 这个片语表达。例如他们自己写了一首歌 ,they wrote a song by themselves, they wrote a song by themselves。 by themselves， 强调呢是完全靠他们自己。或者呢，老师或家长可能会对你说 ，Please finish your homework by yourself。Please finish your homework by yourself， 就是请自己完成作业，千万不要乱抄别人的作业哦。好，那最后呢，我再补充一下 itself 的用法。没有生命的东西也可以在物品后面加上 itself 来强调那个东西本身。例如有一些歌本身是很好听的，不过歌手的声音可能比较不令人印象深刻，我就可以说 The song itself is great but the singer's voice is not that impressive. The song itself is great but the singer's voice is not that impressive.好，所以我们今天学了反身代名词 myself, yourself 这一类词汇的用法，所以记得如果你要强调要表达自己或本身这样的概念，都可以用反身代名词哦。 I'll see you guys next time, bye!
Alright, bulldog, that's the word that these bullies call themselves, the bulldogs. A bulldog is a strong dog with a large head, and it has nearly no neck, and it has shortmuscular legs.
Okay, so bulldog 其实就是牛头犬或是斗牛犬。像我很非常喜欢的法斗。I love French bulldogs. They're really cute. But English bulldogs, I think they're bigger. But they're like ugly, but in a cute kind of ugly. You know what I mean?
Well, maybe French bulldogs are kind of cute, ugly. And I think British or English bulldogs are just kind of like ugly, squat. Okay. Ugly looking. I don't know, but maybe that's why they call themselves the bulldogs.
That's true.
Because it's like a very ugly, tough looking dog.
So they call themselves ugly looking. Oh, anyway, let's get back to the article.
Strong. Okay. A few months ago, they stole my lunch money.
So 几个月前呢，他们偷走我的午餐费哦。这里的 lunch money 就是午餐钱的意思哦。What does steal mean?
Steal is a verb. It means to take something from a person, store, or anything that you can take something from without permission and without intending to return it or pay for it. So we have steal, S-T-E-A-L, S-T-E-A-L, steal, stole, and then stolen.
Okay. Steal 其实就是偷窃或是偷 and that's really, really bad.那比方像是如果有人偷走你的脚踏车，你就可以说 Someone stole my bicycle.
Oh no.
那有时候呢，其实偷拿一些小东西呢，像比如说在家里如果偷吃东西，你也可以说 I stole a cookie from the cookie jar. That's not too bad, that kind of stealing. And sometimes steal can also mean use, 像是偷走有一个人的想法或是创意 Like maybe you could steal somebody's idea. That just means you're using other people's idea, which is not good.
There's someone who's quite famous for doing that, though.
Ooh.
I won't mention his name, but it has something to do with fruit.
Okay.
All right, so Kim left her phone on the table and a man stole it. Kim left her phone on the table and a man stole it. So he took it without her permission and will probably never give it
back. Terrible. Kim 把手机遗留在桌上，就有个男生把他给偷走了。
Okay, last week, they took my best friend Eddie's new MP3 player.
所以上个星期呢，他们拿走我的妈姐 Eddie 的新 MP3.
Right, so Eddie and I learned our lesson.
Okay, so Eddie and I 都得到了一个教训。Learn one's lesson, what does that mean?
Learn one's lesson means to profit from an experience.Especially an unhappy one. So in this case, we learned our lesson, and here's the lesson. Now we stay far away from them, meaning the bulldogs.
So 他们学到一课就是一个教训，就是呢，现在我们要学会怎么样 stay away from, 就是远离他们远一点，这样子的意思哦。I try to stay away from chocolates, which means I try to stay away or avoid, 就是远离巧克力的诱惑。Anyway, so what happens?
Well, he says, but there's a new kid at our school.
Oh, 但学校来了一位新同学哦。
Kid is a noun meaning a child or young person.
Okay. Kid 呢其实就是指小孩的意思。那当然你也可以用 child, C-H-I-L-D, 同样也表示小朋友。
So kids often make a lot of noise when they play outside. Kids often make a lot of noise when they play outside, right? They don't have walls, so they don't have to be quiet. And kid, K-I-D, K-I-D, kid.
所以小朋友们在外面嬉戏时候常常发出很吵的声音啦。
So the new kid, his name is Charlie. Nobody told Charlie about the bulldogs. Uh-oh.
Okay, 所以这新来同学他叫做 Charlie, 可是却没有人告诉 Charlie 这个有关 bulldogs, 就是这些比较会欺负人的这些牛头犬的事情哦。Nobody 就是没有人这样子的意思哦。
That poor, dumb boy tried to sit with the bulldogs on the bus after school today.
所以那个可怜的蠢小鬼今天居然在公车上试着要和牛头犬一起坐诶。
So dumb is just an adjective for stupid. So dumb, D-U-M-B, D-U-M-B, dumb.
Okay, dumb 其实就是愚蠢的傻傻的、啊。那注意哦它的 B 是不发音的哦 ,the B is silent,、
right.
dumb. And, usually if you see somebody,Playing dumb, 其实它就是指 she acts dumb, she pretends she doesn't know, 就是装傻这样的意思。
So our example, Jake always tells dumb jokes、to make everyone laugh. Jake always tells dumb jokes or stupid, unfunny jokes to make everyone laugh.
Jake 总是讲这个非常愚蠢的笑话引人发笑。Well, that's it for day one's article.
Yeah.
Let's now go to our wrap up.
Okay, so according to David's diary,、Charlie is trying to sit with these mean guys that call themselves the Bulldogs. What do you think will happen?
I don't know. 我觉得 Charlie 他超可怜，因为他是新来的，所以没有人跟他先通风报信说，千万不要惹这些 Bulldogs, 因为他们是 bullies, 他们是学校的这个恶霸，可能会欺负人。I feel sorry for Charlie, and nobody even...You know, they should be nice because he's the new kid. They should really tell him what's going on、around the school.
I hope he doesn't get, like, beat up. I feel, that'd be a terrible first day.
对呀、他才刚刚来这个学校。如果不小心就惹恼了这些 bulldogs, 他会不会就像 Chris 预测的可能会 get beaten up, 就是可能会被揍。Well, I guess we'll have to find that out tomorrow.
Yes, exactly.、
Until then,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye.A Plus 小聚会，嗨，我是 Evita， 欢迎收看 A Plus 小聚会。搭乘小黄的时候，你们会注意什么事情呢？我是很注意那台跳表机啦，每一搭上去，开往目的地的路上，只要表 B 跳一下，我就会看一次，总觉得哪有开那么远呐、怎么会跳成这样子呢？不过有时候下车时还是要婆骂一下，问一下说。哎，那我还要给你多少钱呢、那么英文的说法就是 How much do I owe you? How much do I owe you? 句子中 owe 这个字是动词欠的意思，尤其是指钱哦。How much do I owe you? 当然不是说我欠你多少，而这边是意指为我要给你多少钱。当我们要买东西付款的时候，会说 How much should I pay for this?How much should I pay for this? 这个我要付多少钱？但是 pay 和 owe 这两个字字面上是反义词哦。另外，如果我们 owe somebody money 表示有人借我们钱，那借入的动词我们会用 borrow。For example, I borrow some money from Lana. I borrow some money from Lana. 我向 Lana 借了一点钱，而借出则是用 lend. Lend.所以像刚刚的句子我们可以改成 Lana lends me some money Lana lends me some money Lana 借给我一些钱 OK, 同学们欠、付和借这三个不同概念一定要弄清楚 A Plus 小聚会我们下次见咯拜拜
David's Daily Life The Mean Bulldogs
I really hate middle school. My classmates are mean and do terrible things. There's a group of taller, bigger boys They call themselves the Bulldogs. A few months ago, they stole my lunch money. Last week, they took my best friend Eddie's new MP3 player. Eddie and I learned our lesson. Now we stay far away from them. But there's a new kid at our school. His name is Charlie. Nobody told Charlie about the Bulldogs. That poor dumb boy tried to sit with the Bulldogs on the bus after school today.
Group. Group. A group of people watch the man do magic tricks. A group of people watch the man do magic tricks. Steal. Steal. Steal, stole, stolen. Kim left her phone on the table and a man stole it. Kim left her phone on the table and a man stole it. Kid. Kid. Kids often make a lot of noise when they play outside. Kids often make a lot of noise when they play outside. Dumb. Dumb. Jake always tells dumb jokes to make everyone laugh. Jake always tells dumb jokes to make everyone laugh.